Hey guys, it's Alex Coulson here. I'm really sorry. I've been trying to jump online for the last probably last 12 minutes. I'm trying to get in contact with you guys, but technical difficulties. I'm sorry, gentlemen, that technical difficulties. I couldn't jump on earlier, but I am here now. And just to listen to the last probably 5 minutes of your conversation. Yeah, Keys to VIP is actually a great show to watch if you really are keen. To see some live demos, kind of like, you know, my live demos of day game, but these guys really focus on nighttime stuff like bars and clubs. Then some of the approaches they do in those bars are pretty cool. I've seen some live demos and I've watched a few of their shows, and if you really want to learn, you don't really learn conversation starters per se, like don't give you specifics, but you can sort of, if you have a pen and paper and you write down word for word that what they say, you can pull quite a bit of content from it. So Keys to the VIP, and I think if you Google on or jump on YouTube and you type in Keys, as in K-E-Y-S to the VIP, VIP, then you'll see a ton of videos there. But yeah, well, let's jump right into it, because I should be getting my business partner jumping on soon, Jack, who was supposed to jump online with me and interview me. But I'm just going to jump straight into the questions, because we've got a ton of questions. And normally, I don't know whether you guys have been on similar teleconferences to other guys or to other companies, but this one we actually did get quite a lot of questions. And normally, you know, some companies say, you know, we've got a lot of people on the call and we've got a lot of questions, and usually that's just bullshit. But we got quite a lot of questions, so I'm just going to jump into it. I'm recording this call also, and what I'll do is at the end of the call, what I'll do is I'll sort out some sort of link somehow, and I will send everyone here a copy of this course. So you don't have to, I mean, feel free to take notes, but I will be sending, I'll give you a link that you can go to, a live link where you can actually play a replay of this course, so to be sure that you can't, or that you don't miss any important stuff. And you can download it if you have an iPod or, you know, MP3 player. Then you can simply just download it and plug it on there and play it whenever you want. So let's just jump right into this. I've got a question here from Mike. So he asked me, you know, how should a guy dress during the day to attract women? Now, for most of you guys on this call, you know about the videos, you know about me. The reason why you are on this call is because you're a subscriber, and that's it. You're a subscriber. You've watched a couple of my videos. And I focus mainly on day game, because day game I find that there's a lot more attractive women out during the daytime. There's a lot more beautiful women out than there normally would be in a bar or club. So, and I was saying this to this guy I was talking to the other day. I said, you know, if you can imagine a step in a woman's shoes for a second here, if you were a really attractive girl, let's say you were an absolute like 8.59, a really stunning girl, switched on intellectually, beautiful, flowing hair, you know, 6 foot, which is quite tall for a woman. And let's say, for example, that you go to a bar on a Friday night, just a normal run-of-the-mill bar, and what's going to happen? At least 10 guys, at least, probably 20, maybe 30 guys over the course of that Friday night are going to walk up to you. They're going to walk up to you, and they're going to try and start a conversation with you. Hey, how's your night? Hey, what are you doing? Are you with friends? Are you having a good night, girls? Yeah, you are. Well, you know, what else are you doing? You know, are you going anywhere after this? Or, you know, what time this bar shuts? It's just the same old repetitive stuff they've heard pretty much all their life. And let's say, for example, you were this girl, and you knew that if you went out again that Saturday night, the same sort of shit would happen. And by the way, please excuse my language here. I really want this to be, I'm gonna swear a little bit. If you can't handle the swearing, then you could just, you know, fuck off. I'm just joking. I am going to swear quite a bit, but it's to prove a point, because I really want to impress this upon you. But if you're this really attractive girl and you know you're going to go out on a Saturday and 20, 30 loser guys are going to walk up to you and try and start a conversation, try and butt in, try to annoy you, would you go out? And that's the million-dollar question. Would you still go out? And most women who are really attractive don't. They don't go out. They stay, you know, they go to house parties. They go to private parties. they head out to dinners with their friends, but they don't, not all of them. Some of them still go out to bars or clubs, of course. You see attractive women all the time, but really attractive women, they don't do bars or clubs anymore because they're sick of the game. They're sick of being approached constantly, continuously by average guys, guys who don't get it, guys who don't understand attraction. And they go out during the daytime. This is the great opportunity of daytime and day game because you take them off guard. You approach women that don't normally necessarily get approached by guys. You approach women who don't go to bars or clubs, who don't get a hit on all that all the time and aren't used to guys walking up to them, talking to them, which gives you great bonus points because you come across as more confident too. So a day game is also good because it's a lot easier. You're not competing with all the guys, all the competition, all the guys, who are muscular. And by the way, I'm not muscular. I'm probably I'm so much underweight. I'm more skinny. I'm scrawny. I'm not one of those muscular guys that stand in the bar and rely on muscles to attract women. That's not my game. And guys who do have, who rely on that crutch, are seriously limiting themselves because they're only hoping and they're only relying on women to approach them, which isn't a good strategy to go on at all. But day game is good because you're not competing against any guys. You're not competing against good-looking guys, average-looking guys, not competing against rich guys. It's all level on the playing field. And you jump, you stun them, you shock them because they're not expecting to be approached. Women who walk around shopping malls, and by the way, I go to shopping malls. If you, I know a lot of guys on this call based in New York City, which I'll actually be there in probably about a month's time from now doing a workshop. But for those guys in New York City, there's tons of street approaches. That's probably the biggest thing you want to focus on, street approaches. Because they're everywhere. I mean, there's streets everywhere, and there's hot, attractive women. When I was there last year, and I found there's so much opportunity on the streets. And women aren't really that, they're not that hard to stop on the streets. They're really not that difficult. A lot of guys think, oh, well, it's New York City. Women will be afraid of me approaching them on the street. I mean, sure, if you approach them down a dark, bloody alley at night, at 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm sure they would be taken off guard. But if you approach them during the day on the street and you look harmless, you look good, you don't look like you're asking for spare change, you don't look like you're going to rob them, then I'm pretty sure you're going to get a good response. And I'm speaking from experience here, guys. I've done it. Last year when I was there, I walked around Central Park. I walked up down the War Street where you actually, the best place I found was where you catch the ferry to the Statue of Liberty. There's a massive park there, and there's lions, there's tourists everywhere, and there's these massive lions. And I spent a whole day there because I found it was just so bountiful, full of all these touristy women. And if you're a local New York sider, women, they love locals, and tourists love locals. So I would actually head down to that park. And where you catch the ferry to New York City, to Statue of Liberty, and I would stick around that area because that area is definitely target rich. It's beautiful. But back to the question from Mike. Basically, he says, how should a guy dress? Now, the reason why I stress this, and I've said this many times before in videos, if you want to do day game and you want to be successful at day game, you do have to dress well. You have to. I'm not talking about walking around in tuxedos or suits and ties. I'm just talking about dressing well, dressing, whether it's a clean jeans, dress shoes, a T-shirt with a sports jacket on top. That's bare minimum. That's like absolute minimum. And the reason I say that is I found that over the years, people do judge books by their covers. And you all know we shouldn't do it, right? But we do. We look people up and down. We make assumptions on their social status, what kind of car they drive, how much money they earn, whereabouts they live, or what kind of house they have, or what their friends are like, what kind of social circle do they have. We make these assumptions all the time based on how they dress and also how they act, what they say, how they speak. Do they have do they speak really eloquently, or do they speak really, trashy? We make these assumptions all the time, and women do the same thing. Women do the same thing. They look you up and down, and you got like a couple of milliseconds. They look you up and down, and they decide, is this guy worth my time? I know it seems harsh. It does seem harsh. You may think, well, you know, that's a bit mean. It is a bit mean. But us guys, we do it too. We look at women. Like, we look at women, and it's the main reason why we walk up to them in the first place. If they're, you know, really attractive and they're well put together and they're dressed really nicely, then we approach them, and we do the same thing. We judge women by the books too, by the covers. And women do the same thing. So make it easy on yourself, guys, by dressing well. People, you'll find that when you do dress well, people will give you more time in the day. They'll give you more patience than ever before. They'll actually give you, they'll actually be more, how should I say this? An example would be, okay, this is something I did about 6 months ago. What I did is I went to this, if you guys have got a notepad and pen, get it ready and write this down. Write down Highland titles. Okay, so I'm talking about the Scottish Highland. Highland titles. If you write that down and Google that after the call, Highland titles, you will find a place where you can buy a title. Now, this is taking maybe a little bit, you know, you don't have to go to this extremity, but I did, because I knew that people judge books by the cover, and I really want to make my life easier. Life's hard enough as it is, guys. You know, you all know that. With you know, why not make it easy with a title? So I actually bought a title, and you'd be surprised in what you can get there. But I bought a Lord title. So my actual legal title now is Lord Alex Coulson. Like, it's on my, it's legal. It's on my passport. It's on my credit card statement. It's on my bank cards. It's on my Medicare card, which is like a government card. It's my legal title, and any land I had, my legal title will be Lord Alex Coulson. And I don't do this to show off to people. I don't tell my friends, call me Lord. That's BS. I don't do that. I do it because I find that, for two reasons, two examples. I go to a bar. Every time I go to a bar or a club, I always start a tap. It's no doubt about it. I hate carrying all this cash around. I hate paying them every time I get a drink. And I drink quite a lot. All us Australians, we drink tons. You know, we're one of the biggest drinkers in the world, just under Austria, and then I think it's Germany, and then I think it's Australia. And we gamble a lot too, but I drink a lot, so I always start tabs up. And I find that when I start these tabs up, you know, on my credit card, it's a big, massive title saying, Lord. And you know what? About 80% of the bartender girls that I always go to, and by the way, I always go to bartender girls, I never go to the guys, and I hand them my card, they're like, what? A Lord? Really? Really? How'd you get that? Is it, you inherited that or something? What are you a Lord of? Like, what estate? Where's your shield of honor or something? You know, tell me more about it. And it's really interesting when that happens, because I'm like, yeah, this is interesting. But yeah, they're opening me. They're keeping the conversation going with me. And it is a talking point. It's a very interesting talking point. And there's a little catch with the whole Lord thing. You know, if you want to buy, you have to buy land in Scotland, basically, right? But it doesn't matter how big. Your land doesn't have to be big. It can actually be a square foot by a square foot. And that could probably put you back about $40, $40 US. And you can officially have and claim the title Lord, which is kind of cool. But another example is I book reservation appointments. I find that I book them by email, right? And I send them an email, and I have my title there, and I actually find I get the best seats in the house. You know, believe it or not, I get table seats by the window, or usually it's a waterfront restaurant. I actually get the best seats in the house. They never put me in the back. They never put me near the kitchens or the bathrooms. I'm always in a prime position, and I believe that all comes down to the title. But back, you know, to what you're wearing, people they will give you more patience, they'll look you up and down. They will give you more credibility than you deserve by the way you dress. So just I'll finish this up right now, because I've spent quite a bit of time on this. But dress well, and dress the best you can, because we've all been in a situation where we walk down the street and we've seen a really attractive girl. And most of you guys, you know, you've seen a really attractive girl walking down the street, and you've not approached. And that feels like crap, right? It feels like you feel like you're missing out. You feel, man, oh, damn, I should have approached that girl. I should have walked up to her and started a conversation. I feel really bad. What was I missing out by not doing that? You're missing out a ton, guys. And sometimes an excuse, and I used to have this excuse, but sometimes your excuse would be, oh, you know, I look like a bum. She's not even going to talk to me because I look terrible. And you won't have that excuse if you always dress well. If you walk down the street, even if you're going to get some milk and bread down the corner shop, dress, put a jacket on, even just a jacket. Just wear your jeans and a sloppy T-shirt, but just put a jacket on because it ups your scale. It makes you, adds like 4 points to you. All right, so moving on, guys. We've got a question here from, Andrew. Okay, and Andrew says basically, how do I know she's interested in me instead of having just another conversation with a stranger? That's a good question because a lot of us guys, you know, we look at signals all the time. You might be in a conversation with a girl and you'd be like, does this girl, you know, does she like me? Does she find me attractive? And, you know, does she like me? Can I get a phone number? Am I able to get a phone number? Is she just talking to me as a friend right now? And I want you to always have this assumption, write this down, always have the assumption that she's attracted to you, okay? If she is talking to you after a minute, still there talking to you, assume that she is attracted to you. If you go on a date, and this bugs me all the time, guys, you know, I have friends who call me up to this day and they say, Alex, I went on this date, this girl the other day, and I didn't kiss her. How do I kiss her? Like, how do I start kissing her? And I think that's one question somebody asked me today. I think it was John. But he says, yeah, how do I kiss her, man? I'm like, dude, if she goes on a date with you, she's attracted to you. If you have arranged a date at a prior engagement and you said, meet me at this certain time, at this certain coffee shop or at this certain restaurant, at this certain time, she's gotten ready. She spent probably an hour getting ready. She's driving, she's gone in a car, she drove to the restaurant or drove to the coffee shop or drove to the bar to see you. Is it safe to assume that she's attracted to you? And of course it is. She is attracted to you. I mean, she wouldn't take all that time out for a guy, like a normal a stranger that she just met. She is attracted to you. I want you to write that down. She is attracted to you. Okay? If a girl is still in conversation with you, if you stop a girl in the street during the daytime, and she's talking to you after like a minute, after 2 minutes, assume that she likes you, all right? Always have that assumption. Always assume the close. That's actually something that you have to, like as a salesman, one of my jobs, you know, a long time ago, and I'm getting a little personal here, one of my jobs was I used to be a salesman. I had to sell beauty products to women. And it's kind of similar to day game. I had to walk up to women in the streets in Sydney, on the streets, in shopping malls, in cafes. I had to approach them, and I had to sell them beauty products. I had to sell them pedicures, manicures, fake tans, facials, massages. And I did that. I had this big brochure, and I said, hey, guys, you know, can I ask you a question? When was the last time you got a massage? Well, and I'll bring out my brochure, and that's how I got good at day game, is I just approached probably about 1,000, 2,000 women in the span of 3 months. And if you want to get good at this, you have to get over the rejection part of it, right? You have to just sort of drop that, you know, you really have nothing to lose here, but you got to stop caring about what other people think about you and just drop that rejection shit because that is stuffing. So that is seriously in your way of success. That's limiting you big time. Having these thoughts about, oh, what are people saying about me? They can hear my conversation right now. You know, what if I get rejected? What will people think of me? And I'm going to feel like a loser, and everyone's going to look at me and stare at me and point at me and laugh at me. And, I mean, that's sort of, and it's weird because some of us guys have these thoughts go through our head, and it's just terrible. It's, you know, it really limits us. So what I'm saying is always assume the close. Always assume, back to the sales job, I always had to assume the close. I had to always, you know, say, okay, great, well, how would you like to pay for that, MasterCard, Visa, or credit card, or Amex? And oh, I always assumed her. I even said that before she even, you know, she might still have questions, you know, about the massages I was selling, but I had to assume that she was going to buy. And that's what you have to assume with the women you talk to in the street. You have to assume that, oh, okay, so you have to assume that she likes you and that she's going to go on a date with you, that she's going to give you a phone number. And that's a good tactic, actually. get your phone out while you're in a conversation and give it to her, hand it to her, put it physically in her hand and say, enter your digits there and then, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll message you some details. I'm heading out to a party this week, or a party, you know, sometime in the future, and it's going to be a dress-up party, and, you know, you should come. You should come along. Or I'm heading to this bar, this new jazz bar that's going to open up on, you know, on such and such street. You should come along. It's supposed to be really good. Just enter your digits there, and I'll SMS you the details. Now, when I say digits, I don't say phone number. I find that when you say digits, you get a higher success rate, a higher closing rate than when you say phone number. Because when you say phone number, women get asked for their phone number all the time, and alarm bells go up. Like, oh, phone number, and they, you know, they get a little scared. But when you say digits, it just goes under the radar a little bit. And the same goes with SMSing. I say, enter your digits, I'll SMS you. Not, I will call you, I will SMS you. Because sometimes it's a little too much for a girl that you've just approached in the street to, you know, you already saying you're going to call her. It's too much investment on the girl's part. So she thinks, oh, you know, this guy's going to call me. You know, what have I started? I've opened a Pandora's box here. So say that you're going to SMS her. Now, of course, you're not going to SMS her. You're going to call her, but don't tell her that. Just say you're going to SMS her. And that's how I get phone numbers. But I always assume the close. I always assume that she likes me, she's attracted to me, she finds me funny, and I'm the best thing that's going to come her way in a long time. And I probably am the best thing that's come her way in a long time because, you know, I've been doing this for a couple of years. I've been practicing. You know, I'm well rehearsed, well practiced. And, you know, I'm a cool guy. I've got a cool lifestyle. And this is something I built up, guys. I had a really, you know, boring lifestyle. I used to be an accountant ages ago. 4 or 5 years ago, I used to work in accounting. I worked in a chartered practice for 4 years. And the only thing I took away from that practice was I hate accounting. That was it. I hate accounting. And I left the practice, and I never went back. But, you know, I changed my lifestyle. And this is something, you know, focus not just on your dating stuff, and your conversations with women. Focus more on you're building your body up, maybe learning a language. I started learning German, and I traveled quite a bit as well. And you can do this too. Learn a language, learn an instrument. You know, I started singing. I wanted to be an opera singer. And then I wanted to be, I played the piano. And then I tried to learn the violin. I bought a violin. I was terrible at it. So I threw it away. But, yeah, focus on each part of your life. Focus on each different segment of it. And something that, and we had a question here, I think it was from Andrew. But he says basically, you know, how do you get good at this fast? Like, what is the number one success principle that you can teach with women? The biggest thing I can say is don't wing it. Okay? There's a school of thought out there that, you know, have everything memorized. Use routines, use gambits, use banter lines. I don't necessarily agree with that. Okay? I don't think everything you say should be memorized. Not everything. I think that the first 60 seconds must, must be memorized. But anything over that, you could probably get by without having to memorize it. You can memorize a few stories if it makes you, you know, puts you at ease and makes you do the approach in the first place. But don't memorize everything because it comes off as stifled. It comes across as fake, and alarm bells come up, and girls realize you're not being yourself. You're trying to be somebody else, a clone, and that doesn't build attraction. So memorize the first 60 seconds. A lot of guys, they try and wing it, and I don't get why they do this. We all think back when we watched that movie Braveheart. You know the, what's that actor? Mel Gibson, okay? He's got a pretty bad rap in the last year or so, but... Yeah, he was good in Braveheart, right? You got to give him that. Now, there's a scene in Braveheart right at the end where he says, sure, you can go home right now. You can go home to your children. You might live for a little bit, but then the English will come after you and they'll kill you. And he said this long speech at the end because he was on the battlefield just about to fight an English army, and he had to round up his troops and rally them and inspire them and motivate them to charge forward and fight. And do you think that speech, do you think he was winging it? Do you think he was just coming up at the top of his, you know, top of his head? Of course he wasn't. Everything he said was memorized. He probably practiced it before, you know, time and time again, so it comes across as smooth and slick when he says it to the soldiers. And that's what I'm saying to you guys. Like, don't wing it, because when you wing it, you end up saying stupid shit. I mean, that's the biggest thing that kills attraction is, write this down, don't say stupid shit. Because when you say stupid shit, that kills attraction. Like, you'll say stuff that you're like, oh, and as you say it, you're thinking, and you just try to claw back. You're like, no, and you try to claw back what you just said to the girl because you realize that was pretty stupid and you shouldn't have said that. So don't wing the first, I would probably say the first 60 seconds, make sure it's memorized. So that's your conversation starter. Have at least your conversation starter memorized. All right, write that down, conversation starter. Now, some guys might ask me, hey, Alex, well, what? Yeah, that's all fine and dandy, but what do I say after the conversation starter? Like, you know, like, I can't wing it after the conversation starter, can I? Yes and no. You can wing it if you've done probably 500 approaches, at least 500 approaches. You're probably in a state where you can probably get away with winging it, just as long as there's, you know, you have an idea what you're going to say. Like, you could... do something situational. Hey, you know, the weirdest thing at the bar, I was just standing here, and this girl walked up to me and asked whether I was a drug dealer. You know, honestly, do I look like a drug dealer? What's going on? You know, do I look as though I deal drugs? I don't think that's a good... And that's a situation. You can do something situational. This is just for after the conversation starter, right? What I usually say after a conversation starter is I give a story. I actually tell a story, and this is something... I think this is a true story that happened to me a long time ago. And I say things over and over again, you know, and I start believing they're true. So I'm pretty sure this is a true story. I would have my conversation started, and I would say, hey, guys, you know, the weirdest thing just happened. I'm with a party upstairs. I'm with this birthday party. And I saw this girl from across the bar, and she sort of made eye contact with me. Like, and I'm thinking, is she part of the party? Like, do I know this girl? Why is she just staring at me? And you know how guys just stare at you girls all the time, you know, because, you know, you're attractive and they just stare at you. But the thing is, they don't blink. They don't blink. It's like crazy eyes, right? They just stare at you and they don't blink. It's really freaky, right? Well, this girl was doing crazy eyes on me, and she just stared at me for like a solid probably 60 seconds, and she did not blink. I swear to God. And I was thinking, this is kind of creepy. Then I noticed she started walking up towards me. And she started walking to me, and I'm like, I'm freaking out, right? And I was there with one of my good friends, and I was like, do I know this girl? Hey, do you know this girl? And he's like, no, I don't. And here's the thing, right? She was quite attractive. Yeah, she was quite attractive, well put together. She seemed very sophisticated, and I love sophisticated women and cultured women. And she walked up to me, and she got a finger, her forefinger, and she prodded me, and she goes, I know you. I know you. Your name is Richard. And I said to her, I think you're confusing me with somebody. You know, my name's Alex. My name isn't Richard. She goes, no. I know you. Your name is Richard. I dated you last September. Okay, now here's the thing, right? I don't give my phone number out to random women. I don't give out false names, right? You girls, you probably, you know, you told me your name was Tiffany and you said your name was Sarah. They're probably all lies, right? It's all good. I forgive you. But I don't give false names out. I don't give my number out to girls. I don't do the whole one-night stand thing. So, on my life, I never met this girl before. And I don't know why she thought I was Richard. She goes, no, I know you. Your name is Richard. I dated you last September. You have a scar here on your left shoulder. You know what the weirdest thing is? And guys, this is when I looked like deeply into the girl's eyes, and I would pause on purpose. You know what the weirdest thing is? I have no idea how she found out about this. It totally blew my mind, right? I actually have a scar on my left shoulder. End of story, okay? So that's something I say after my conversation starter. Now, you know, don't worry, guys. This call is being recorded. You'll get a copy of it. So if you want to transcribe it and translate it, it's all good. But that works wonders because it's situational. Okay, it's based in the bar. It just happened to you, It's intriguing. Women love that kind of stuff. They love, really? Wow. They love the whole, it's just intriguing. It's like it arouses their curiosity. It's like, how did this girl know you? Was it a prank? One of your friends are playing on you? You know, but it's cool. And also it displays a lot of things about me. It displays that I don't give my phone number out to women. I don't give false names out. I don't do the whole one-night stand thing, right? And it tells, when I'm telling these girls this story, it shows them that. So it's actually a good story. I would advise you try it out at least once, twice, three times, and see how you go with that. So let's move on to the next story, right? Next question. John. John says, hey, man, if a woman is sitting in Starbucks, minding her own business, or sitting at a bar working with her computer, and I walk down the street and I want to approach her, I'm having trouble getting past the notion that she may be welcome or even eager to be approached by a man she does not know. Okay, so what I think what he's saying here is he's afraid of disturbing her. He's afraid of getting in her face or disrupting her or being a nuisance. He doesn't want to disrupt her. And some of us guys, you know, especially if you do a lot of street approaches during the daytime, and I reckon I'm going to treat you all like day gamers here. I'm going to treat you like professionals and assume that you all go out during the daytime and you do approaches. And let's say, for example, you see a girl walk down the street. Some of us guys, we think, oh, she's walking in a hurry. She's obviously on her way somewhere. She's busy. She's on her way to a busy appointment. You know, she's going to back to work. She's in a rush. I don't want to disturb her. And I want you to write this down. Get your pen and paper out. I want you to write this down. This is an excuse. This is an excuse. Basically, I find that anything, when you see a girl, anything that comes in your mind as soon as you see that girl, any thought that props up that tries to stop you from walking up to that girl and talking to her is an excuse. Anything. Oh, man, you know, like, well, she's really attractive. Oh, man, I'm really hungry right now. I want to get a bite to eat. I want to get a burger. Or I'm really thirsty right now. Or she looks like she's in a hurry. Or she's probably got a boyfriend. Or she looks like she's pissed off and she's having a bad day. Everything that comes in your mind from the point that when you see the girl is an excuse. Anything that tries to stop you is an excuse. And I want you to stop blocking. I want you to start blocking those excuses. And I want you to stop listening to them because it's a massive limitation. To you learning these skills and you getting better and having more choice with women that you approach and the women you date. A lot of guys, when they see Starbucks girls sitting in coffee shops by themselves, they don't want to disturb her, they don't want to get in her way, right? That's an excuse. Most girls who will go out into bars or clubs or into the streets or... Actually, this is a good example. Girls who go to bars and clubs, right, they don't go out just to hang out with their friends. They don't go out just to... just to catch up with their friends and have a deep, meaningful conversation, like some girls say. They're there to meet guys. They can have deep, meaningful conversations at home. If they want to get drunk and go to a bar, they can go to a bottle shop. They can go to a liquor store and buy liquor and drink at home. It's by far probably cheaper. They go out and meet guys. And the same thing, if you go to a Starbucks with a laptop or you go to Starbucks with your iPad, right, if a girl does that, she's not there to work. If you want to go to work, you go to a library. She's there to be noticed. She's there to be seen. And she's there she wants guys to walk up to her. She wants to be social. So assume that. I want you to assume that she wants to be social. Assume that everybody wants to be social, in fact. And do the approach. Don't think you're in her way. Don't think that you're disturbing her because that's just BS. That's just BS trying to work against you to stop you, getting success. All right, let's move on to the next question. This is from Zach. All right, here's a good question, actually. How do you keep eye contact with an extremely hot woman? When you practice this, when you jump on board and, and by the way, guys, I'll be in L.A. in a month from now, actually. I'll be there on the dates of September the 30th, and I'll be in New York City on the 8th, I believe, between the 8th and... The 8th and 15th, I'll be in New York City. I'll be running a live boot camp there. So I'll be doing night game, I'll be doing day game with my business partner, Jack, who actually does my day game workshops here in Australia. And we will be going out into the streets. And if this is something that you want to work on and you're really committed and keen to master this area of life and you want to be able to have the skills to be able to walk up to women anytime, anywhere, and approach women, start conversations, make her laugh, make her attracted to you, get a phone number or an instant date, then join us. I'm going to give you, and at the end of the link, I'm going to, at the end of this call, I'll give everyone a gift worth $500 to stay on the call. But if you are keen on joining me at that boot camp, I'm going to give you more details about it. If you go to, actually write this down, if you go to succeedatdating.com, so succeedatdating.com, all one word, /T, the letter T, IW. Okay? Succeedatdating.com /TIW. Okay? Three letters, TIW. That is a training page where I'll be doing a boot camp, a 3-day boot camp with Jack. And we've already got three guys already signed up and reserved their place at the boot camp. If you want to join in on a boot camp, we can only take a maximum of 4. So we can't take any more than 4. I'm not there to work, guys. I'm not there to kill myself working. I'm there to have a holiday. I don't want to work hard. I want to do 2 boot camps, one in L.A., one in New York. They're going to be low-key. I'm going to have 4 guys, and it's going to be more. It's going to be relaxed, a lot of one-on-one time. If you are keen on that, write these dates down. It's actually going to be on the 14th, 15th, and 16th in New York City. Okay, I got the dates wrong before. It's the 14th, 15th, and 16th in New York City. For LA, it's going to be the 30th, the 1st, and the 2nd. Okay, the 30th, the 1st, and the 2nd. And I will be, there's some guys in Miami, I think it's the same time zone over there as New Yorkers. I will be in Miami doing a workshop on the 7th of October, okay? So the 7th of October I'll be in Miami. And this is day game. I love doing this. I love, and you probably get the idea, you feel the passion coming through here in my voice. I love doing day game workshops. I love walking up to women in the streets and approaching them and getting phone numbers and getting success and getting dates. I love it. I think it's awesome. So if you really want to join me and, you know, and meet me in person and train with me for 3 solid days, okay, I take you to bars and clubs. We go out during the day. Go to that page at the end of the call and reserve your place. And I'll have more details on that ballot later on. But jumping back to this guy's question, if you are a beginner, if you begin at this and you have problems making eye contact with women, what you want to do is you just want to start off with small. You want to start off by making small eye contact. So as you walk down the street and you see girls, make eye contact for like 30 seconds. Don't look away. And there's always a hesitancy to look away because it's uncomfortable. If I just stare at you for like a minute without blinking, right, it's going to make you feel uncomfortable. You're going to feel like you're put on show and on stage, and you're going to feel like I'm judging you. And, you know, there's a tendency to blink. There's a tendency to look away. Don't do that. When you walk down the street next, you know, wherever you are, I want you to make solid eye contact with the girl, and I want you to keep eye contact for about 30 seconds or until she looks away. Make her look away first. This is a great warm-up. It's the same thing with conversation starters, too. But guys, if you still have fear, what you want to do is you want to start off small by asking for directions. This is a great warm-up, by the way. You walk up the street, walk to a girl on the street. Hey, can I? Do you know where the nearest Starbucks is? Or do you know where Macy's is? Or do you know where, do you know where I can buy a good pair of sports shoes? You know, one of my friends, he says there's a great shop here, but I don't know. I've been walking around and asking all these people, and I asked this German tourist, and she started shouting at me, and you know, I ran away, and I don't know, you seem like a really friendly girl. Do you know where the sports good store is? That's a good warm-up. And then you can go, and then the next approach you do, you can ask for the time. Hey, do you know what the time is? It's 11 o'clock. Great. Fantastic. It's great actually getting the real time. I've actually asked 3 people in the street, and they all give me inconsistent times. One person said it was 4 p.m. One person says it was 6 p.m., and you know, you're actually saying it's 11 a.m. in the morning. It's fantastic, you know? Just warm up. Just do warm up approaches before you do the big approaches, like before you actually have, you know, your conversations data, you memorize conversations data and your story afterwards. That's a good way of warming up. Just start off small. It's the same thing when you go to the gym as well, guys. You don't jump on and start trying to bench press 200 pounds. You jump on and you work on, you know, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 40 pounds. You work your way up. Same thing with conversation starters. We've got a question here with that answers John Zach's question about eye contact. You know, you want to start off with just making eye contact with women in the streets, and then most guys, when they see really attractive women, they don't make eye contact because they're scared. Really, and I'm talking really attractive women, guys. If you can make solid eye contact with a woman, a super attractive woman, that is attractive to her. That is super attractive. Most guys get intimidated. Most guys get, they just fizzle out. They get intimidated by it because they're not used to really attractive women staring at them or, you know, making eye contact with them. Like, imagine Megan Fox before she had all that plastic surgery, right? Because she had a ton. Just imagine her before she had all that work done. She was a stunner. She was beautiful. Look at the first Transformers. She was amazing. And, you know, look at her now. It's horrible. But just imagine her before the Transformers. She was like a 9.5, a 9.8. And she was just stunning, a beautiful girl. And imagine making eye contact with her. It's you know, or Cheryl Hines, you know, the Curb Your Enthusiasm star. She's smoking. You know, imagine making eye contact with her for a solid couple of minutes. It's pretty daunting, but just practice it. Just work your way up. It's very attractive for a guy to not be hesitant and to not look away from a girl. And it's good for the day game as well. It's good for mastering day game, being good, making eye contact. So, guys, this call has gone on for quite a bit. I want to finish up the next 10-15 minutes. So I want to answer. And like I said, we had a lot of questions, and I'm skimming over a lot of questions. I'm basically answering the most important. We got one here from, what is it, Trey? Is it Trey? Okay, all right. How do you deal with rejection? All right, so that's his question. All right, Trey. Well, the thing about rejection is you are going to get rejected. I can't hide the fact. You know, for me saying you're not going to get rejected, I'm just lying through my teeth. You are going to get rejected. It happens to every guy. It happens to me too. Day game, you're going to find you're going to get rejected. You're going to get rejected, maybe not as much. It's not going to go. It's going to be awkward, a little bit more awkward if you're not used to day game. But you're not going to get rejected as much as bars and clubs. The great thing about bars and clubs is you can bounce off each set. Let's say, for example, there's 50 women in bars and clubs. There's hundreds of women sometimes in bars and clubs. If you approach a girl and you get rejected, you can bounce off. You can use that same energy and bounce off and do another approach in a different set, only like 3 meters away, or only a few feet away. And you can do that in a bar and club because in a bar and club, it's noisy, it's busy, people are distracted, there's flashing lights everywhere, and people can't hear. A meter away, they can't hear a conversation a meter away. So you can actually approach somebody, get rejected, and actually approach someone a meter away and still have the approach work out for you. Because to women, it looks like you know everybody. It doesn't look like you're being rejected at all. It looks like you know them. But during the daytime, if you get rejected during the daytime, it's not as easy to cover up. It's not as easy to look smooth and to look suave. Women, you know, you're going to approach somebody, hey, can I ask, you know, if you want to use an opinion opener, ask an opinion. If the girl says, oh, you know, like I'm really busy right now, I'm walking off, you know, to bystanders, it doesn't look good. But, I mean, that's something we work on at the workshops. I've got a little trick to overcome that. I can't really go into it on this call, but it's not as easy to cover up during the daytime, whereas nighttime it is easy to cover up. But what happens is when a girl does reject you, you know, it might affect you for the next 10 seconds. But after that, you don't feel that rejection anymore. Okay, you don't feel that bad state anymore. Now I'm gonna finish this off with one question from William. What is the best approach in the day game? What is I think he's referring to what is your best conversation starter? What is the best way to keep the conversation going? I've got a feeling that's basically what he's trying to say here. Now, what I would say to William is the best conversation starter during the daytime will most likely be an approach you do in a stationary place. So whether it's a coffee shop, whether it's a girl sitting down at a food mall, whether it's a girl sitting down at a bus stop, or a girl sitting down on the street on a park bench, or something like that, somewhere where they're stationary and they are not moving. If they're walking, they're going somewhere, and you have to. It's like you're winning a battle. You've got to distract them from the destination. You've got to distract them from going, just going from where they want to go, right? So when they're stationary, they're not thinking about where they have to go. They're not in a rush to get anywhere, so they're more likely to go along. They're more likely to sit there and actually have a conversation with you. And the more they spend talking, the more time they spend talking to you, the more they're investing in the situation, in the conversation, the more rapport you build, the more attraction you build. So, and by the way, you know, if you've learned a few schools of method, and there's heaps of schools out there, and you know, I'm not saying learn from my school. I'm just saying, you know, pick someone and learn from them. But you know, don't do it half-assedly. Go full steam ahead. And actually, learn from them. And there's some schools of thought that actually say that, you know, memorize it all, have everything, you know, everything you want to say prepared. And I agree with probably only have like the first 60 seconds, which I discussed before. But the best approach is most likely going to be a stationary situation. It's going to be, I would find, a situational conversation starter. So, if you are going to open up on the street, it would be something like, hey, can I ask you a quick question? Or can I ask you a direction somewhere? Or can I ask you, you know, what's the time? Now, if you go into a coffee shop, this is what I would do. I would actually ask an opinion opener, okay? Yes, they still work, guys. Opinion openers still work. A lot of guys are worried or freaked out about it. I think all women have read the game. And most guys on this call have probably read the game by Neil Strauss. And actually, my business partner who's joining me in Miami, in L.A., and in New York, actually stayed with Neil, Mystery and Sweater, in Brisbane, while Neil was writing the book. So he was actually, I think he's actually mentioned in the game, I think it's on page 167, so one around there, early on in the game, he mentioned him because he actually had my business partner, actually Jack, who's joining me, he actually wrote a book on seduction. And back to the story, I'm getting off topic here, but most guys think that all women have read the game, and the fact is they haven't. There's a lot of women out there who haven't read the game. But don't be worried and don't let that stop you as an excuse from approaching a girl if they have read the game, because I had this question the other day. It's like, hey Alex, I want to approach this girl, but I'm scared that she's heard about the opinion openers or the David Bowie opener. Or and I'm like, dude, if she pulls you up on that, if she goes, hey, have you read that in the game? It doesn't matter, because it's already started. The opener has worked. It started the conversation. It's done its job, right? It's worked. So you just say, yeah, you know, I didn't read the game. A friend of mine, one of my girlfriends, actually gave me a few lines that she read in the game, and she goes, try these out, see if they work on women today, and I'm doing it. You know, can I ask you a question? Has a guy ever approached you using a line before? You know, does it work? Or, you know, you could say, she goes, have you ever read the game? You're like, oh, you know, I have. You know, one of my girlfriend, actually, my ex-girlfriend, gave me the book. She goes, as a parting gift, and she goes, you know, read the game. It'll give you a good head start. And I'm reading it, and apparently this stuff works wonders. You know, is it working on you right now? So you can backtrack. You don't have to get freaked out and go, ah, and run away. You know, but you can backtrack. Just to follow up William's question, and this is, you know, this is just, I just want to close off the tele-seminar today with this. If, to answer William, do stationary targets. Don't focus on doing street approaches. Focus on doing stationary targets, whether it's shopping mall, food courts, whether it's libraries, you just got to speak, you know, hush-hush, whether it's bus stops, whether it's girls sitting on park benches. Coffee shops are good as well, because if they're having a coffee, they're not there. They're just there staring at a wall, you know, at Coffee Bean or, you know, Starbucks. They're just there, you know, playing at their phone. They want guys to walk up to them. They're there to be social. So take advantage of that, but take advantage of stationary targets most importantly. Street approaches are for the guys that are more seasoned at this, because street approach is a lot harder. But they pay off a lot. They pay off quite well, because they're good to take on instant dates, because you basically will walk them into a coffee shop. But you do have to be more on your game with street approaches. And that's something we're going to work on specifically in New York and in L.A., because we want guys to master street game. There's heaps of places in Santa Monica, Venice Beach, Manhattan Beach, where you can just walk up and down, and you can just stay there all day, and you will get a ton of solid women there, solid dates, solid phone numbers, solid instant dates, solid success. Same thing goes with Miami, Lincoln Street, and the same thing goes with in New York, especially in basically most Manhattan, except up north around Harlem and those areas. But yeah, we're gonna do a lot of street game, a lot of street sets, coffee shops. It's going to be fun. It's going to be intensive. So only reserve your place. Only sign up if you are committed. If you're serious about joining our workshop and you really want to master this area of life, only join in and only do this if you are committed, if you really want to learn this area, if you want to have the skills and want to have more choice with the women that you approach, if you want to stop relying on women approaching you or settling for less, if you want to have the ability to see a girl on the street, in a bar or club, or even during the day, and be able to walk up to her, start a conversation, get her attracted to you, make her laugh, walk away with a phone number or a solid date, then this program is for you. So, like I said, guys, write those dates down. For LA, it's the 30th of September, the 1st of October, and the 2nd of October. For Miami, it's the 7th of October. And for New York, we're coming there on the 14th, 15th of October. So write those dates down. Go to that web address. Remember I mentioned a web address before? succeed@dating.com/TIW. That explains it all. If you have any questions about the boot camp, you can actually call us. Give us a call. We don't actually have someone answering the phone right now because they're at the office, but leave a message and someone will give you a call back. We'll give you a call back. We'll answer any questions you have. We do have an American phone number, so you just give us a call if you have any questions about the workshop. It doesn't matter if it's a small question, doesn't matter if it's a big question. We're happy to answer it there. We're only there. We don't go there very often. We hardly ever go to the U.S. The last time I was there, it was a couple of years ago, and I probably won't be coming back for a long time. So if you have any questions, just give us a call on 714-408-7769. That phone number again, and this is a phone number on our LA phone number, so I think you have to use different area codes, but write this down: 714-408-7769. Just give us a call, leave a message if you have any questions at all, and we'll walk you through. We're happy to answer all questions because we really want you on that program. I really want to help you. I want you to join me. I want to walk you hand by hand in the streets, into the bars and clubs. I want you to train you in day game. I want you to train you. I want you to see me do approaches. I want to see you do approaches. I want to give you feedback. I want to join you and wing you in set as well. So just to finish up the call, thanks, guys, for joining me. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got value and some impressive notes. What I'll do is I will be emailing you a copy of this call, okay? So I'll make sure I'll jump on board and get you a copy of this call, and you'll probably get that in your email inbox probably later tonight or early tomorrow morning. Okay, so check your email inbox later tonight or early tomorrow morning for a copy of this call. All right, guys, thanks for joining me, and it's a pity my business partner didn't join up. I think he's still in bed. He's supposed to join me. But it's a pity he couldn't come along because Jack is a great day gamer. He would have shared quite a lot of good tips on approaching and conversation starters. But anyway, we'll see you in America. Anyway, guys. So thanks for joining, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, guys. See you later.